an example of my new story about my physical well-being.
Here's an example of your new story about your physical well-being. My body responds to my thoughts about it and to my thoughts about everything I think about. The better my thoughts feel when I think them, the more I allow my personal well-being. I like knowing that there's an absolute correlation between how I feel and what my chronic thoughts have been and how those thoughts felt as I thought them. I like knowing that those feelings are meant to help me choose better feeling thoughts, which produce better feeling vibrations, which will produce a better feeling body. My body is so responsive to my thoughts, and that is such a good thing to know. I'm getting rather good at choosing my thoughts. No matter what condition I find myself in, I have the power to change it. My state of physical health is simply an indication of the state of my chronic thoughts. I have control of both. A physical body is an amazing thing, in the way it began as a glob of fetal cells to become this full-blown human body. I'm impressed with the stability of the human body and the intelligence of the cells that make up the human body, as I notice how my body accomplishes so many important functions without my conscious involvement. I like that it's not my conscious responsibility to move the blood through my veins or the air through my lungs. I like that my body knows how to do that and does it so well. The human body in general is quite an amazing thing, an intelligent, flexible, durable, resilient, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching thing. My body serves me very well. I love my exploration of life through my physical body. I enjoy my stamina and flexibility. I like living life in my body. I'm so pleased with my eyes that look out into this world, seeing near and far from where I stand, distinguishing shapes and colors with such vivid perception of depths and distances. I so enjoy my body's ability to hear and smell and taste and feel. I love the tactile, sensual content of this planet and my life in this wonderful body. I feel appreciation and fascination for my body's self-patching ability as I watch wounds cover over with new skin and as I discover new resiliency when traumas to my body occur. I'm so aware of my body's flexibility, my fingers' dexterity, and the immediate response that my muscles show to any task I attempt. I like understanding that my body knows how to be well and is always moving toward wellness, and that as I do not get in the way of that with negative thought, wellness must prevail. I like understanding the value of my emotions, and I understand that I have the ability to achieve and maintain physical well-being because I have the ability to find and maintain happy thoughts. On any day in this world, even when some things in my body may not be at their best, I'm ever aware that far, 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 far more things are functioning as they should, and that the aspects of well-being of my body are dominant. And most of all, I love my body's quick response to my attention and intentions. I love understanding my mind-body-spirit connections and the powerful productive qualities of my deliberate alignment. I love living life in my body. I feel such appreciation for this experience. I feel good. There's no right or wrong way to tell your improved story. It can be about your past, your present or future experiences. The only criteria that is important is that you be conscious of your intent to tell a better feeling, improved version of your story. Telling many good feeling short stories throughout your day will change your point of attraction. Just remember, the story you tell is the basis of your life, so tell it the way you want it to be.